This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser is on the Western Slope this week. CPR's Dina Sieg says he'll be hearing about the planned merger between Kroger and Albertsons.
Weiser will host a listening session on the merger at the Montrose Regional Library District late Wednesday afternoon. On Thursday evening at the Delta Library, Weiser will further discuss the merger at a town hall. Weiser will also give the keynote address at this year's Colorado Opioid Abatement Council meeting, happening this week in Montrose. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A Colorado man is charged with aiming a laser pointer at a Denver police helicopter. 43-year-old Kevin Adamchak is accused of pointing a laser at the aircraft in March. He appeared in federal court last week. A tiny but increasing number of Colorado's 5.8 million people have reached the age of 100 and beyond. CPR's Elaine Tassie has the numbers.
The 2010 census found that there were 593 people aged over 100 living in Colorado. That number shot up by 62% to 962 for the 2020 census. Dr. Carrie Levy, professor of geriatric medicine at CU Anschutz, said that increase fits her expectations.
I'm not surprised because of our, focus on outdoor activities, fitness, that we've got more people reaching this age.
Numbers were made available from a U.S. Census data set released this summer. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
For Metro Denver, mostly sunny with highs above 90 this afternoon. Grand Junction, a chance for rain and highs in the 90s. This is CPR News.